Hello and welcome to DVB English News. I'm Joe. A quick update. In last week's episode of the Weekly Briefing, we mistakenly cited UN OCHA in a report on the nearly 50 civilians killed during the first week of January. This information came from the human rights group Indi Burma. We regret the error. In this week's headlines, the Brotherhood Alliance claims the military broke China-backed ceasefire. The National Unity Government called airstrike on Sagaing village indiscriminate attack on civilians. U.S. sanctions impact NAPIDAW, but no progress on the Burma Act. The Brotherhood Alliance claimed that a China-backed ceasefire was broken by the military from January 13th to 16th when it attacked the Myanmar National Democratic Alliance Army and the Da'ang National Liberation Army. The TNLA claimed that the ceasefire reached in Kunming, China on January 11th was violated over 2 days after the truce was signed. The military resumed airstrikes on Mongmit, Jiaokmei, and Gukai in northern Shan State on January 13th. The MNDAA claimed that it was attacked in the Kokang self-administered zone on January 16th. In Arakan State, the Arakan Army continues to seize more military bases. It captured the Light Infantry Battalion 539 outpost in Jiaokdaw on January 16th. This came 2 days after the AA seized Balewa Township in southern Chin State. It now controls access to the borders of India and Bangladesh. The National Unity Government Minister of Human Rights, Aung Myo-min, told DVB in an interview that his ministry has documented 4,565 human rights violations perpetrated by the military in 2023. Aung Myo-min also mentioned the military's deadliest airstrike so far this year. It was carried out in Ganan village in Damu township of Sagaing region on January 7th.
The military targeted the Christian church and schools. That caused the death of the 17 civilians, including 9 children who are under 18. So this is a clear indiscriminate attack against the civilians.
That was Aung Myo-min, the NUG Minister of Human Rights. He added that 1,342 civilians were killed last year. At least 868 of them died in massacres of more than 5 people. He acknowledged the number of killed is likely higher, but underlined the challenge of collecting information from conflict-affected areas. As we approach 3 years since the 2021 military coup, DVB spoke to Michael Hack, who has been working on U.S. policy toward Myanmar for 20 years. He also serves as the advocacy coordinator for the Myanmar Policy Institute. Hack said that last year's U.S. sanctions on the Myanmar Foreign Trade Bank, the Myanmar Investment and Commercial Bank, the Myanmar Oil and Gas Enterprise, as well as jet fuel suppliers and business cronies, are hurting less vulnerable people than previous U.S. sanctions.
The sanctions now, though, are much better targeted. I mean, I do think there will be some negative repercussions. I mean, the inflation, for example, and it seems like the regime is trying to find other ways to get dollars, particularly by taxing migrants who are very vulnerable.
That was Michael Hack, the advocacy coordinator for the Myanmar Policy Institute. Hack admitted the biggest challenge is getting the U.S. Congress's Appropriations Committee to fund the Burma Act. It was passed at the end of 2022 to provide non-lethal aid to groups resisting the military. 1 year later, and there is disappointment with the lack of implementation of the act. And that's all for this week's headlines. I'm Joe. Stay tuned to DVB English News on Facebook, YouTube, X, Instagram, Threads, and TikTok. Follow us on Spotify, Audible, Apple Podcasts, Amazon, or YouTube Music. We are available wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.